Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Welcome back to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. It's day 5, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. I don't know about you on that side of the show, but on this side of the show, doing this podcast is really starting to get me into a Christmassy mood. I wonder what's behind today's door. Now, let's get it open here. Sorry about that, I couldn't help myself. But carols really do get me into the Christmas spirit. Actually, that's quite appropriate, as the word carol means a dance or song of praise and joy. So you can have carols about anything you want to praise. In fact, the first carols weren't anything to do with Christmas. They were pagan songs sung at the ancient winter solstice festivals. The early Christians took over the pagan solstice celebrations for Christmas. If you want to know how that happened, listen to the second LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Anyway, they took over the pagan solstice celebrations and gave people Christian songs to sing instead of their pagan ones. Well, James, what more can you tell us?
The first recorded Christmas carol comes from the year 129, when a Roman bishop said that a song called Angel's Hymn should be sung at the Christmas services in Rome. Most early carols were written and sung in Latin, a language that ordinary people couldn't understand, so they weren't very popular. And during the Middle Ages, Christmas songs started to be written in people's own languages. One such carol was written in 1410, but only a very small fragment of it still exists. It was about Mary and Jesus meeting different people in Bethlehem. Most carols from this time and the Elizabethan period were untrue stories, rather loosely based on the Christmas story, and were seen more as an entertainment and were usually sung in people's homes rather than in churches. They were far too common to be sung in churches. Travelling singers or minstrels started singing these carols, and the words were normally changed for local people wherever they were travelling. One carol that changed like this over the years is I Saw Three Ships, and there are very, very many different versions of the words from different parts of the world. When the Puritans, led by Oliver Cromwell, came to power in England in 1647, the singing of carols was banned, along with most other Christmas celebrations. Some carols survived, but generally only as folk songs. A renaissance in carol singing occurred during Victorian times, when two Victorian gentlemen collected lots of old Christmas music from villages in England. Carols were then sung by official carol singers, known as waits. They only sang on Christmas Eve, which was also known as Watch Night or Wait Night, because of the shepherds who were watching and waiting with their sheep when the angels appeared to them. Also at this time, many orchestras and choirs were being started in the cities of England, and people wanted songs to sing, so carols and carol services became very popular. Many new carols were also written, such as Good King Wenceslas. And if you'd like to know the true and rather gruesome story behind that particular carol, please visit whychristmas.com and have a look in the customs section. I don't think it will be quite what you're expecting. I couldn't imagine Christmas without carols. I really enjoy the carols by candlelight service every year in my church. And Christmas really officially starts in my house when we listen to the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, which is broadcast live on BBC Radio from King's College, Cambridge on Christmas Eve afternoon.
So keep listening to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar to hear some more stories behind the carols. So that's day number 5 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I hope you enjoyed it. Today's music was Jill Parr singing O Come All Ye Faithful. And of course our theme music is Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band doing This Christmas. Come on back tomorrow for day number 6.